live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Mobile Community College has been given the green light to move to construction. The budget for road improvements in Letterkenny needs to be drastically improved, with the local councillor telling the Letterkenny Milford Municipal District today that at present improvements within the town are totally underfunded. A security alert is ongoing in the Craigan area of Derry, and 11 motorists were arrested in Donegal over the bank holiday weekend after being detected driving under the influence. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Kenny Harkin. First in news though, Air Force One has taken off from Washington as US President Joe Biden begins his visit to the island of Ireland. He's due to arrive in Northern Ireland at around 9 o'clock, where he will meet with British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak. Mr. Biden is due to visit Louth tomorrow, Dublin on Thursday, and then Mayo on Friday. Speaking on the airfield as his plane was about to take off, he was asked what his priorities are.
Make sure the Irish Accords and the Windsor Agreement stay in place. Keep the peace. That's the main thing. And it looks like we're going to keep your fingers crossed.
Mobile Community College has been given the green light to move to construction. The Department of Education has granted approval for the long-awaited project to proceed with the awarding of construction contracts for the delivery of a new build extension to the current school, which will accommodate up to 550 pupils. Minister Charlie McConnoch says it's a major step forward for the school community.
I got approval from and word from Minister for Education today. Approval to proceed to construction is now being awarded to Mobile Community College, which is really, really good news. It's a long-awaited project. The staff, principal, board of management, parents committee there have worked for a long time to move this forward. I met with the school recently. The school met with Minister Foley when she was in Donegal. And the fact now that the Education and Training Board, who are managing the project, are receiving approval to proceed to construction means that they can now engage and award contracts. So it's really good news. Hopefully now we will see the contracts awarded and it progressed very quickly from here. What we all want to see is work commence in sight. The fantastic new development that it will be, consisting of over 13 classrooms, two new science laboratories, a new design communications graphic room, home economics rooms, library, PE hall, and many other ancillary facilities are much needed to complete the school. This is now very, very good news indeed for Mobile and the wider community served by the school.
And is there a timeline in place where we will see these works beginning?
This is now the approval that's needed from the department to enable the ETB to finalise contracts. It's up to the contractors then to actually set a date to start works in the school, should it all proceed according to plan. So hopefully we will see everything move ahead from here. It's something that the students and the staff in the school are long overdue.
The budget for road improvements in Letterkenny needs to be drastically improved, with a local councillor telling the Letterkenny Milford Municipal District today that at present improvements within the town are totally underfunded. Councillor Jerry McMonagall was speaking after moving two motions today, one seeking funding for safety works on Windy Hall Road and the other calling for the resurfacing of High Road from the New Line Road to Letterkenny University Hospital. Officials pointed out that there are no funds available at present. Councillor McMonagall says that's a feeling of the department.
Our allocation is based on 7.2 kilometre roads of roads we have in the town. It doesn't take into account the amount and the volume of traffic that's using those 7.2 kilometres of road. As a result, our roads deteriorate faster and quicker than any other roads around the county, and we haven't got the resources or the funding to address that.
Two issues that came up in particular this afternoon: the Windy Hall Road that we've discussed before, need for safety works on that, at present money not there. The need to resurface High Road leading toward the hospital, again money not there for resurfacing. Today is a day that we've seen huge tailbacks in Letterkenny as well. That's been discussed, and one of the things that's been discussed is the much talked about Bonagie Link and other bridges around Letterkenny, major projects. I mean, if we can't even get resurfacing on the High Road, where's the money for the bridges going to come from?
Yeah, well look, and the emphasis now is on the Bonagie Bridge because it's part of the 10T project, and we're well down the road to designing that road. And it takes in another road in Ballybuffet and also the Manor Cunningham Lifford Road, but particularly in Letterkenny. So we're hopeful that we will get the funding for the Bonagie. But that in itself will not solve the problem with traffic in Letterkenny Town. And we need at least two bridges over the Swilly, one from the Neilty Blaney Road over to the new Southern Relief Road, which would be the Leck Road, and one out at the Aura Leisure Centre that would take you onto the Glenties Road.
A security alert is continuing in the Craigan area of Derry. A suspicious device was discovered inside the grounds of the city cemetery shortly after 6:30 this morning. It follows attacks on police in Derry as Easter commemoration parades took place yesterday. Sean O'Regan reports.
Police discovered the suspicious device just after 6:30 this morning. Cordons are in place in the vicinity, and at this time there is no general access to the city cemetery. One home has been evacuated as a result. Derry City and Strabane Area Commander Chief Superintendent Nigel Goddard has confirmed that the device is located in the same area where participants in yesterday's unnotified Easter parade took cover under umbrellas and removed the paramilitary-style clothing they wore and burnt them. Police say a further update will be provided in due course.
11 motorists were arrested in Donegal over the bank holiday weekend after being detected driving under the influence. 8 drink driving arrests were made while 3 people were caught drug driving. Gardaí conducted high visibility checkpoints across the county over the past number of days also, and fines were issued for speeding and other road traffic related offences. Garda Gráinne Doherty is once again reminding people to take care on the roads.
We did issue a road safety appeal to all road users, as always, ahead of any bank holiday weekend, and last weekend was no different. So we're glad to say the vast majority of road users did take the general road safety message on board. But as always, there's a few who didn't. So Gardaí were out in the roads over the weekend conducting high visibility checkpoints, speed checks, and FCPNs or fines were issued for a range of road traffic related offences, speeding being the main one. But across the Donegal division, between Friday and Monday, there were 8 arrests for drink driving related offences and 3 arrests for drug driving offences. So just the longer evenings now, the brighter weather, you know, over the coming weeks and months, there will be a higher volume of traffic on the roads, people out holidaying and enjoying the good weather. And with this comes an increased risk of collisions. So we ask all road users, whether it's a bank holiday weekend or not, the advice remains the same. Please use roads responsibly. Drivers are always urged, slow down, you know, keep your speed down. You don't have to, you know, if you're on a 100-kilometre speed limit, you don't have to drive at 100 kilometres. You know, take all factors into consideration and drive at a safe speed. Wear your seatbelt, make sure your passengers are wearing their seatbelts. You're responsible, you know, for their safety when they're in your car. Never drive while under the influence of alcohol or drugs. Don't use, hold your mobile phone while driving, and think road safety at all times. Never ever take a risk on the roads.
In relation to that security alert in the Craigan area of Derry, police have just confirmed that 4 suspected pipe bombs have been discovered. The operation was implemented following the discovery of a suspected pipe bomb in the cemetery just after 6:30 this morning. Following subsequent searches within the cemetery grounds, a further 3 suspected pipe bombs were discovered. The devices have been made safe and taken away for further forensic examination. Investigations are continuing after a pedestrian was hit by a car in Letterkenny on Thursday evening last. The collision occurred at around 6:30 on the Ballyrean Road. The pedestrian was taken to Letterkenny University Hospital for treatment to what have been described as non-life-threatening injuries. Gardaí are appealing to anyone who witnessed the crash or who was travelling on the road at the time and has dashcam footage to contact them. Keeping teachers in the profession, the cost of living and pay were high on the agenda at teaching conferences across the country today. The ASTI's annual delegate conference took place in Wexford. The INTO Congress continued today in Killarney while the TUI met in Cork. Joanne Irwin, a Donegal teacher, is the Assistant General Secretary of the TUI. She says steps need to be taken to entice Irish teachers abroad home.
Recently conducted a survey and we found, for example, in the last 6 months, of all the teacher vacancies that there have been nationally, 70% of those vacancies didn't have one teacher applying. So we really are at a teacher supply crisis. We are seeing subjects being lost in school because we don't have teachers. We see now more teachers teaching out of field, which means they're teaching subjects that they're not qualified to teach. So that is really affecting the service that we can provide to students. So we're trying to, you know, we've been saying this for 10 years that the unequal pay that we had post 2011 was going to cause this. A lot of people are, you know, getting their qualification here, going abroad, and then they're not coming back. And we're trying to incentivize those teachers who are abroad to come home. And the only way that we can do that is if we offer them full-time contracts when they come home, and there is the availability there to do it. But we're seeing a lot of employers who don't want to offer full-time contracts or permanent contracts day one, and it's the only way we're going to address this crisis now in the teacher supply issue.
Police are appealing for information after a car was set on fire in the early hours of this morning in Strabane. Shortly after 25 to 1, the vehicle was set alight at an industrial estate in the Ballycommon Road area. Police say they're treating the incident as arson. They say inquiries are ongoing and anyone with information or footage that could assist with the investigation is asked to come forward. Police are particularly keen to hear from anyone who may have noticed a silver car in the area at the time, which is believed to have been travelling in the direction of Lifford Bridge. A campfire started on a West Donegal beach over the bank holiday weekend has been branded foolish and disrespectful. The fire, which was compiled of a circle of rocks and numerous materials, including plastic bottles, was left unattended on Branch Beach in recent days. Councillor Micheál Colmigill-Aspach says locals have been left outraged.
I was on my way back from Belfast on Saturday. I got a number of phone calls. People were extremely and rightly so angry. Somebody was down over the weekend, camped, lit fires, and then took all their scrap and set it alight and just drove off. It's just not right. It's just not right. And I know people may think there's more important things to be worried about. Yes, there are more important things in some aspects to be worried about. But if that fire takes a light and it spreads, and we've seen the damage of loss of homes, loss of property, and very, very lucky there was no loss of life a number of years ago. Exactly this time of year, it was Easter. There were two separate fires. But some foolish people just don't realise what impact this could have on our community.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by the Big Easter Sale at Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure.
It's time now for all the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. We'll start this evening with rugby, and it's a big night for Letterkenny Rugby Club this evening. They take on Monaghan in the final of the Gordon West Cup at Kingspan Stadium. It's a repeat of last year's final, which was won by Letterkenny in dramatic fashion. They came from behind to win by 11 points to 10, thanks to a last-gasp drop goal from Peter Scott. They take a similar result tonight, although Monaghan have been impressive on their way to tonight's final. That match gets underway this evening at 7:30. In other rugby news, Josh Van der Fleer staying with Leinster until the end of the 2026 season after signing a contract extension with the IRFU. The current World Player of the Year won his 50th international cap last month and played every minute for Ireland in the Six Nations as they landed the Grand Slam. Van der Fleer has also collected four league titles and a Heineken Champions Cup with Leinster, and he says it's a privilege to commit his future to the province. His clubmate James Ryan, he signed a new deal with the IRFU through to the end of 2025 campaign earlier today. And Connacht, they've received a major boost ahead of their final home game of the season against Cardiff. Skipper Jack Carty, Irish tight head Finlay Beelam, and experienced loose head Dennis Buckley have all recovered from injury and are set to feature in Saturday's clash at the sports ground. Moving on to soccer and local soccer, the Ulster Senior League tonight. There's one game down for decision. Bonagie United, they play Finn Harps. That game kicks off out at the Dry Arch Park at 7:30. In the Irish Premiership tonight, there's five ties down for decision. The big one there sees third place Cliftonville up against the leaders Larne. Elsewhere, Carrick Rangers take on Dungannon. Crusaders play Coleraine. Glenavon are up against Ballymena, and Portadown, they play Newry. And cross-channel, Manchester City's quest for a maiden Champions League title continues tonight against Bayern Munich. City host the quarter-final first leg against the Bundesliga club, now managed by Thomas Tuchel. The Bayern boss won the Champions League with Chelsea by beating City in the 2021 final. City defender Ruben Dias uses that defeat as motivation.
Like a very wise man once said to me, we didn't lose the final, we just got one step closer. I keep these words to myself very close, because in the end that's the only way to see it if you want to really keep pursuing it. So every year it's all about us getting closer and closer and making steps forward and making our name be more and more loud. So we're still in the pursuit and we'll keep fighting.
Kickoff tonight's at 8 o'clock. At the same time, Inter there in Portugal for a meeting with Benfica. In other news, Alan Brown is an injury doubt for the Republic of Ireland's European qualifiers against Gibraltar and Greece in June. The Preston midfielder suffered a medial ligament injury in their win against Queen's Park Rangers last Friday. Preston boss Ryan Lowe says Brown is currently in a knee brace as a precaution and there's currently no timescale on his recovery. And former Republic of Ireland international Noel Hunt has been appointed as Reading's first team manager on an interim basis until the end of the season. It comes after the departure of Paul Ince was confirmed this morning. Reading are currently in the Championship's relegation zone and haven't won in the league since February. And Republic of Ireland manager Vera Pauw is set to get another look at her squad against the United States later on tonight. The visitors take on the world's number one team in Missouri in the early hours of tomorrow morning. Ireland lost their first friendly between the two sides by 2-0 on Saturday. Kickoff is at 12:30 tonight, Irish time. And Stuart Atwell will be on VAR duties for Wolves against Brentford in the Premier League this weekend, despite a high-profile error on Saturday. Refereeing body, the PGMOL, apologised to Brighton after he didn't award them a penalty in the Premier League defeat to Spurs. And police have opened an investigation into allegations referee Kevin Clancy was sent threatening communications following Saturday's Old Firm derby. Rangers felt the official got two major decisions wrong in their 3-2 defeat to Celtic, which saw their rivals go 12 points clear at the top of the Scottish Premiership. The Scottish FA says the offensive messages came after Kevin Clancy's contact details were published online. And finally, for this evening in snooker, Antrim's Jordan Brown and Si Jawi are locked at 4 frames each in their World Snooker Championship qualifier. Now, the first of 10 frames will advance to the main draw at the Crucible. That's your sport. It's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And returning to some news, a wind warning has been issued for Donegal and is due to come into effect tomorrow morning. Met Éireann is warning of very strong northwest winds developing with widespread gusts of 80 to 110 kilometres per hour expected, stronger in exposed areas. The status yellow alert comes into place at 8 a.m. and will remain in place until 8 p.m. 40 sheep have been stolen in the Glen Columkill area. The animals, mainly ewes, some in lamb, are believed to have been taken from the Largy Brack area between March the 12th and April the 2nd. Gardaí are appealing to anyone with information or anyone who knows of the whereabouts of the sheep to contact them in Ballyshannon. Elsewhere, Gardaí are appealing for information after the window of a property in Buncrana was damaged. It was reported a resident at the property heard a number of loud bangs at around 3 a.m. on Tuesday morning last. The following morning, it was discovered that an upstairs window had been cracked. Garda Grainne Doherty is urging anyone with information to come forward.
This incident had happened in the area of Lissowen Avenue in the early hours of Tuesday the 4th of April in and around 3 a.m. it's believed it happened. A resident at a property there heard a few loud bangs. And the following morning, they went out, checked over their property. They discovered that glass had been cracked in an upstairs window. So it's believed the stones may have been thrown at this window in an effort to smash it. So we appeal to anybody, particularly maybe other residents in that area, anybody that was in the area had a dash cam, if they could make contact with Gardaí and Buncrana. So anybody that witnessed the incident or observed any sort of activity in that area overnight, if they could contact Gardaí and Buncrana or the Garda Confidential line on 1800 666 111.
Meanwhile, a property was damaged in a similar incident in Letterkenny. Garda Doherty has more details.
The incident happened at the Green Valley McCool Woods between 5 p.m. and 1 a.m. on Saturday the 8th of April. So again, the resident of that property, they were away from home, returned home to discover that the glass in their front door had been smashed. So again, in this instance, it would appear that a stone was thrown at the glass. We're appealing again to residents in that area to contact Gardaí and Letterkenny on 9167100, just if they witnessed any sort of antisocial behaviour maybe taking place in that area, or if they have any other relevant information, we'd like to hear from them also.
Annagree in West Donegal was the poorest area in the country according to the 1911 census. Meath was identified as the wealthiest county, while Mayo was the poorest. Annagree had the lowest valuation per person. The statistics published today show notable poverty along the western seaboard, while the vast majority of the country's wealthiest counties were in Leinster. Trinity College historian Dr. Caitlin White says the impact of the famine was still being felt in the west of the country.
Particularly out west in Ireland, if you are one of those small farmers and you have a large family, quite often the eldest son and the eldest daughter might remain here in Ireland, but your younger children will have no opportunities. And emigration became part of the expected life cycle for young people.
Weather now, widespread rain this evening with some heavy downpours later, blustery with fresh and gusty southerly winds. It will be blustery tonight also with lowest temperatures of 0 to 3 degrees. The closing headlines this evening, Mobile Community College has been given the green light to move to construction. The Department of Education has granted approval for the long-awaited project to proceed with the awarding of construction contracts for the delivery of a new build extension to the current school, which will accommodate up to 550 pupils. Four suspected pipe bombs have been recovered from the city cemetery in Derry. A security alert was ongoing for much of the day in the area. The budget for road improvements in Letterkenny needs to be drastically improved, with a local councillor telling the Letterkenny Milford Municipal District today that at present improvements within the town are totally underfunded. Councillor Jerry McMonagall was speaking after moving two motions this afternoon, one seeking funding for safety works on Windy Hall Road and the other calling for the resurfacing of High Road from New Line Road to Letterkenny University Hospital. And 11 motorists were arrested in Donegal over the bank holiday weekend after being detected driving under the influence. 8 drink driving arrests were made, while 3 people were caught drunk driving. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice is for this Tuesday evening, April the 11th. The death has occurred of Nora Chauvelin Kenochty Ardra. Her remains will repose at McCabe's funeral premises this evening from 6 until 9 o'clock. Remains will repose at her home from 2 o'clock until 10 o'clock tomorrow. Funeral from there at 20:01 on Thursday afternoon, going to the Church of the Holy Family for Requiem Mass at 1 o'clock, interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has occurred of Anne McKay, Clough Finn, Ballindrate Lifford. Anne will be reposing at her sister Katrina and Tony O'Neill's residence, Clough Finn, Ballindrate, from 7 o'clock this evening and all day tomorrow. Funeral from Clough Finn on Thursday morning at 20 past 11, going to St Patrick's Church, Murlock, for 12 noon Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Mass can be viewed on the Clonleigh Parish website. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Donegal Hospice or the Irish Heart Foundation, care of any family member or Kelly's funeral directors. The death has taken place of Carmel Hunter, Naoimh McCormick, 3 Mournbeg Road, Castle Derg, and formerly of Dunamana, reposing at her home. Funeral leaving her home on Thursday morning at 10 to 11 for Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Killeeny, Dunamana at 12 noon. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Ovarian Cancer Research, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. The house is strictly private to family and close friends only. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the Dunahidy Parish YouTube. The death has taken place of Pete Doherty, Drew McClohan. Pete will repose at the home of his nephew Padder and Mary McMenamin, Clohan Bay, Clohan, from 7 o'clock this evening. Rosary at 9 o'clock, with family time from after the rosary until 12 noon tomorrow. Removal at 4:30 tomorrow afternoon to repose in the oratory in the Church of Our Lady of Perpetual Succour, Glenfinn, to arrive for 5 o'clock. Rosary at 8 o'clock. Requiem Mass at 12 noon on Thursday, with burial afterwards in Kilty Vogue Cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed on MCN Media. The death has taken place of Pat Tully, Pine Street, Carndonagh. Her remains are reposing at her home until 10 o'clock tonight. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30 to the Church of the Sacred Heart, Carndonagh, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has occurred of Mary McKinney, Gortnamock, Castle Finn, reposing at the home of her brother Jimmy and sister-in-law Mary McKinney, Gortnamock, Castle Finn. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in St Mary's Church, Castle Finn, with interment afterwards in St Mary's Cemetery, Castle Finn. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to St Joseph's Hospital, Stranorler, Finnview Ward, care of any family member. The death has occurred of Anna Harrison, Nick Callaghan, Lucan, County Dublin, and formerly of Port Road, Letterkenny, County Donegal. Removal to St Mary's Church, Lucan, County Dublin. Tomorrow arriving for Requiem Mass at 10 o'clock, followed by cremation at Newlands Cross at Crematorium. And the death has taken place of Thomas Tom Connolly, Killyclug, Letterkenny. Tom's remains are reposing at his late residence until 11 o'clock tonight. Funeral from there tomorrow morning for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in St Junan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, followed by interment in Lex Cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. House private on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, donations in lieu of flowers to the orthopaedic ward at Letterkenny University Hospital. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.